Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent, which goes through the new laws to ban XL bully dogs. So we're going to ban them here after a spike in the number of attacks by the already restricted breed. And we obviously had the fatal mauling of Nicole Morley in Limerick last month. So from February 1st next year, it'll be a criminal offence to own an XL bully dog without an exemption cert. And from October this year, breeding, selling, rehoming and importing the dog will be illegal. So the ban will be brought in through changes to regulations. The Irish Daily Mail leads with that on the front page as well. They say, at last, the scourge of the XL bully dogs will be tackled. Minister, they're dangerous, cause serious harm and ban now necessary to protect public safety. The Irish Times also says that XL bullies are to become the first dogs ever to be banned in the state. Other stories on the front of the Irish Times, they're looking at Commissioner Drew Harris, who is calling for consideration to be given to graduated fines to ensure drivers travelling at higher speeds are more severely punished. Shane Ross had this idea years ago and nothing really came from it, but Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has told the government that the introduction of a graduated penalty point system in proportion to the relevant offence would deter poor driving and bad behaviours on Irish roads. So I got caught before, I think I was doing 56 in a 50, but would get the same points as if I was doing, I don't know, 120 in a 100 zone or whatever. So he's saying that we should have more severe punishment for speeders, which you'd imagine most people would think is fair enough, because the faster you go, the more damage you can cause. Mind you, on the N7 this morning, speed limit's 100. I was doing 100 because I pressed the button on the cruise control and everyone was overtaking me. So we have a big, big problem with people trying to adhere to the speed limits. I know some people think some speed limits are ridiculous, but they're the rules and people are going over the speed limit at the moment. Tory Towie is on the front of a number of the papers. The Irish Sun, I wouldn't be here without you. The Irish Daily Mirror, Tory's joy. Tory Towie spoke of her joy as she touched down in Dublin yesterday, having been allowed out of Dubai. The 28-year-old had been banned from leaving the UAE and was facing charges of attempting suicide and consuming alcohol. She tried to take her own life after allegedly being beaten up by her husband. And as she landed, she said, "I'm so relieved. I can't believe it." And I thought Tory also had very nice words about Ireland and the Irish, saying it's an amazing country. We have each other's back. And you do sort of think in other countries there may not be the same level of support for each other. So I thought that was quite a nice comment from her. And she's home with her family now in Roscommon. The Irish Daily Star, Gowan in a Million. Gowan in a Million is the headline about Shane McGowan, who's left a fortune to his wife. Apparently he's left his wife, Victoria, €1 million in his will. Inside the papers, more about the car radios, which a lot of people are probably listening to News Talk on right now. But the radio industry faces a David and Goliath battle to ensure radios continue to be in cars instead of being replaced with online receivers. This is in the Irish Daily Mail, a warning that Spotify could kill the radio star, and Independent Broadcasters of Ireland Chief Michael Kelly said moves by some car makers to ditch FM radios for direct online access have been met with a sharp rebuke from the Irish radio sector. So we're lobbying the EU at the moment to ensure that new cars still have a car radio. I'd be lost without my car radio, but a lot of people apparently listen online, although I think people still prefer to listen to FM radio. So there's concern here about that, concern particularly in Ireland, because the Irish people love listening to the radio. Staying with the Mail and staying with transport and motoring, Ford has brought back the Ford Capri. I don't remember the car, a lot of people do. It was a big favourite in the 70s. This now looks nothing like the old Capri, so don't get too excited. Anyone expecting a brash two-door coupe with a long bonnet and high fuel consumption is in for a disappointment, according to the Mail, because the working man's Porsche has become yet another electric SUV. Ford say the legend is back, but motoring experts are criticising it, saying it's not a Capri at all. The old one would have cost the equivalent of about €14,000 now. The new Ford Capri, which is being promoted by Eric Cantona, has a starting price of 46 €1,000. So it's quite expensive. I think it looks quite nice, but a lot of people online are complaining about it because they have such nostalgic memories of the Ford Capri. So it's in name only. That's the only relevance to the old style of car. Final story for you comes from the Telegraph. And if you think Irish weddings are expensive, listen to this, because a galaxy of stars, celebrities and sporting icons have arrived in India for the wedding of the sons of son of Asia's richest man. The dad is worth £95 billion sterling. And who's flying in? Mike Tyson, Kim Kardashian, Tony Blair and Boris Johnson are among the 1,200 guests who'll go to this wedding. Months of planning have gone into it, and the wedding celebrations kicked off 2 weeks ago. Some of the guests went on a four-day luxury cruise in Europe. They rented out a cruise liner for this wedding. There's also been a string of high-profile events in Mumbai, and already the pre-wedding parties have had performances from Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Katy Perry and the Backstreet Boys, and some of Bollywood's biggest names. And the wedding hasn't even happened yet. It's happening this weekend, and a load of celebrities are flying in for it. It'll feature traditional Hindu rituals and last 2 days. I saw somewhere it could cost up to £1 billion for this wedding. So very, very expensive business. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.